Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 16th day of Adar Aleph, Tavshin Pembeis. Masechta Peah, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hakotzer Balayla, if a person's harvesting his field at night time, and he forgets something to harvest, if he forgets some standing grain, V'hamamir, or if a person is making sheaves at night time, and he forgets to gather in one of the sheaves, V'hasuma, or person who's blind, and he's harvesting or making sheaves, whether in the daytime or the nighttime, and he forgets a comma, the standing grain or a bundle. In all these cases, yesh lahem shikha. Shikha will still apply, and even though if they've forgotten it, it must be left for the poor. The chiddush here is that even though it's possible to say that the forgetting of it, the shikha, was caused by an external factor, namely darkness or blindness, and we've learnt that if there's shikha of an external factor, then it's not considered shikha. We don't say that though here. Why? Because since we say that the factor, that the darkness or the blindness was known to the harvester before he started, then for sure he would have made sure that he would, despite that, try to harvest everything without leaving anything. And therefore, if you still forget something, it's called shikha. But what happens if the harvester, the one who's doing this at night, or the person who's blind, is doing it intentionally only to pick the larger pieces or the larger bundles, and lo shikha, then there's no din of shikha. Because since there's no din of shikha that applies to the bigger bundles or even the smaller bundles that he's not picking up now. The reason is because since he purposely has left the dakim, the smaller pieces, well, the smaller pieces certainly not shikha. There can't be anything shikha because he's not harvesting them. But even the bigger pieces that he may have forgotten as not called shikha here, because, as the Rishalmi says, because since he's going to come, he knows he's going to reharvest it again. He's going to come back and make the bundles again to take the smaller pieces. So therefore, you cannot say that what he's forgotten is really called shikha, is called forgotten, because he's going to make a second sweep of the field. Imamar, says the Mishnah, if the owner of the field says, Hare ani koitzer, amanos mashani shecher ani eto. He says, I'm harvesting it with the intention, that anything I forget while harvesting or while I'm collecting the bundles, I'm still going to keep it, and I hereby declare it's not forgotten. It's not going to be left for the poor. Says the Mishnah, yesh l'shikha. It nonetheless will be shikha. If he forgets it, it will be shikha. His condition is absolutely null and void. We don't say that, oh, maybe because he made such a condition, there's no shikha because he relied on that condition. No, we don't say that. Because effectively, what we're saying is, with this tanai, with this condition, he's really trying to be oiker a mitzvah of the Torah, to uproot a mitzvah of the Torah. And you cannot make a condition to uproot anything of the Torah. And if you do, it's automatically bottle, null and void. Perek Shavi, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to learn now about shikha of trees. And it's going to talk about olive trees. Now, when a tree has a special name, it's famous because of its name or its location or the quality of the fruits, the yield that it produces, then even if a person forgets it, it's not called shikha. It's not subject to the law shikha. It doesn't have to be left for the poor. And the reason is because the Torah says, V'shachachta omer basodeh, if you forget an omer in the field, from which we learn an omer, a bundle that you forget always, that you will not remember it unless you go back and see it, that's called shikha. To exclude a case that something that you will remember it afterwards, even if you don't come back into the actual field, because you know about this tree, about this particular product. You know that because of its name or because of its location, as we'll soon see. That will not be subject to the laws of shikha, even if you forget it now. Kol zayis sheyesh l'shem basodeh. Any olive tree that is famous because of its name or it has particular qualities, as we'll soon see, kezais hanatoifa bishato, like a zeis, like a olive tree, that came from the city of Netofa, which is a city in the surrounds of Beis Lechem. Others say that it's called a zeis natofa. It's like an olive which is very, very full of oil. In the time when it's natofa literally means dripping, it drips oil from its fruits. And because of it has that special name, or as we said in the first explanation, its location, it's called a zeis mefursam. It's called a famous olive tree or a known olive tree. And if at the time you're harvesting those olives, you passed your olive trees, you passed that olive tree, you forgot it, ushchocha, and you forgot to take its olives, eino shikha. It's not considered shikha. Because since it's famous, since it's well known, the owner is going to remember about this even without actually turning around and looking at it. But medavaramamurim, when do we say that being famous takes away the din of shikha bishmoi, if it had a name, like a special name that was given to it? Uvamasav, or because it was amazing production, uvimkoma, or because its location. Bishmoi, a name, for example, shahoya shifchoine, it was called the pouring olive tree, because the olives would pour out so much oil. Oy beishoni, or it's called the embarrassing olive tree, either because some say because it came from a city called Beishan or Bet She'an, which is short for Bet She'an. Others say it's because it embarrassed other trees with its fruits, which were so great. It had such great quality olives. Or Bamasov, or because of its yield, Shehu Oisahar, because it made so many olives are produced. Bim Koimoi, or because of its location. Shehu Omed Betzadagas, because the tree, the olive tree, had a particular spot. It was next to the olive press, or next to the pirta, next to a place which is a broken part of the fence. Even though, and all of this will serve to make that tree and that olive tree special, that he would have remembered it anyway, and therefore not subject to laws of shikha. Now, even though we learned earlier on, in Parag Vais, Vav, Mishnah Base, that an oimer, a bundle or a sheave that was next to the fence or a haystack, Beis Shehil said that's not considered out of Shikha, it still would be subject to the Lord of Shikha. Here, however, Beis Shehil will agree that an olive tree which is growing and is standing next to the olive press or the piritza will not be Shikha. Why? Because it's one thing to have a bundle of grain which is movable and can easily be blown in the wind or move around. Therefore, we say if it's forgotten, even though it was next to something, a landmark, it still has a din of Shikha. He's not necessarily going to remember it because it's next to the garage or next to somewhere there. But an olive tree, which is mechuber, which is joined to the ground, it's grown from the ground, if that stands next to the olive tree, next to olive press or next to the break in the fence, for sure it'll be remembered because of its location and not subject to laws of shikha. Ushaor kol hazeisim, all other regular olive trees, have it in like bundles, like sheaves of grain. Shnayim shikha, if you get two olive trees, it'll be shikha, and you can't go back and harvest it. Ushlosha en shikha, but three olive trees will not have a din of shikha, three at the same time that he forgot. Rabbi Yossi says, Ein shikha l'zeisim. He says, the laws of forgetting to harvest your tree does not apply to olive trees at all. Olive trees are an exception. They're chashuvim. They're important, and they have a special chashiva significance, and therefore they do not get, even if you forget an olive tree, even an olive tree, it doesn't belong to the poor, doesn't remain for the anim. Yushalmi explains that Rabbi Yossi says this halacha ain't shikha l'zeisim only at the time, a particular time of history, and that was when Hadrian destroyed the land, and there were very few olive trees found. And then Rabbi Yossi said this halacha applies ain't shikha l'zeisim, but when there is an abundance of olive trees around, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that olive trees are subject to the laws of shikha like any other tree.